Now it's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. Hi. Your host. I'm here at the Bermuda Triangle Research Base in Boca Raton, Puerto Rico. Producer Sam Still is there at the helm of the flagship station in Asheville, North Carolina, as well as the Sherlock Holmes of historians, Mr. Vance Pollock. And, you know, this is a time when we always toss it to Miss Shelley Wright and say, Shelley, what's been happening at Wright's Coin Shop? Well, Shelley's out on assignment up to no good tonight.
We miss her.
So, yeah, well, let me just go ahead and tell everybody very simply. Wright's Coin Shop is the primary sponsor of this program. And if you want to actually take whatever you have in your wallet and your bank account that could be worthless tomorrow and transform it into real, intrinsic, tangible value, you need to go to Wright's Coin Shop and look into transferring your money into gold, silver. It only takes about 20, 30 bucks to get started. And I would not have a primary sponsor of this show that I did not enjoy myself. And that's why over the years, little by little, if I have 20 bucks, 30 bucks, I give it to Wright's Coin Shop, and they hand me a beautiful, pristine, nice little coin back, and I have my own treasure trove buried somewhere out there, and it gives me personally peace of mind. And, you know, the funny thing is, you do that just once a week, once a month, and the next thing you know, you've got a little leprechaun treasure trove there of gold and silver. It's amazingly cool. And so, you know, when the stock market crashed in 1929, nobody got a warning. Nobody got some heads up like, tomorrow your dollar's not going to be worth anything. So don't wait for that to happen. Just go ahead right now. If you want to visit Wright's Coin Shop, if you want to call them, it doesn't matter. They can help you wherever you are. Whatever your situation is, you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. You'll find a photograph there of Miss Shelley Wright working the table. You'll see the inside of the store. There's a map there, more information. They're located not too far from the famous Biltmore Estate, and you can also just call them and just have a conversation. Call them at 828-298-5402, and work on taking your money and transforming it into not only more money, but what I consider real money.
Josh, have you got a second for me to enter a personal endorsement? Different angle.
Please.
On Wright's Coin Shop? I've dealt with Wright's Coin Shop. This is not a paid endorsement. This is just as a friend of the shop. And they're great folks down there. Shelley is a good friend of mine. I've got kids. I wanted to get them into coin collecting. I take them in there, and their eyes light up, and there's always something, you know, a piece of silver that you can walk out of there with for $5. And it's not something that's going to be like on these reruns of Antiques Roadshow where $800 coin all of a sudden is worth $300. You're not ever going to lose value. Historically, you know, if you invest in silver or gold for the long term, you are not going to lose on that investment. And your kids can learn from it, and it's a very educational place. So let's not forget that aspect of it.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Vance. And you are a family man. You do have a wife and kids, and so you have to be a little bit reserved, I'm sure, about what you say on the radio. But let me ask you, Vance, have you ever done anything in public that you've been sort of embarrassed about, that you'd rather be erased from the RFID chips I talked about earlier in the environment?
I've learned not to be embarrassed for anything that I've done, because there was a time that I drank a lot, and part of my shtick was to do the most outrageous things in public as possible, and I'm known for that in some circles, so there's no apologizing and no amount of wishing that those shenanigans would go away.
May as well have that attitude. How about you, Sam? Have you ever done anything in public that you just wish you could go back and erase from history?
Well, much like Sir Vance over here, I used to be quite the heavy drinker. It's been almost 10 years now since I've imbibed. But back then, I would do things on such a regular basis. A lot of public nudity. You know, but I don't think I'd take it back. I mean, there's, you know, one or two things that, but nothing like just tomfoolery. I mean, nothing like getting naked and run around. Or we used to go to the Asheville Mall and just be completely dumb. And, like, pre-Jackass era, I would just, like, have a handful of change and then fall hard. And, like, drop the change, drop all my bags on purpose, and then people would point at me and laugh, and then I'd get up and run away. And, you know, now I look back, and it was just really dumb.
Kindred spirits, Sam. Yeah, I used to do the pratfalls in the mall, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, man.
No way.
Loved it.
Good stuff.
Okay, well, Sam, pass the Florida bell over to Vance, because Vance,
I'm from Florida. Yay, all the crazies are from Florida.
So you get to be the first real Floridian to control the Florida bell, Vance.
I did it earlier tonight. I was born in Clearwater.
You were born in Clearwater?
Yeah.
Lakeland.
No way.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. I think Lakeland gets more stories per capita.
I am adopted, so, like, there is a possibility.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This show has been invaded by Floridians, and that explains a lot. All right, well, Vance, let's see how good you are with the bell now. Okay. This story comes to us from Orlando, Florida. Beautiful. Headline is, Grandma will spend 6 months in jail for public sex. A married grandma with 14 grandkids faces 6 months behind bars after she had public sex with a man who was not her husband at a public pavilion in Florida. The 68-year-old woman and her 49-year-old copulation co-conspirator were sentenced after their romp. Apparently, a retirement community there called the Villages, which houses about 100,000 people.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah.
Is known for its wild nights. They have a special $3.75 cocktail and public sex. The grandma got arrested before. Well, she was on probation already for a reckless driving charge. And it says that one evening, she and another man were caught with their pants around their ankles having sex in the middle of the retirement village. And I actually saw some video of her being prosecuted. Pretty sad, but it just goes to show 68 is the new 28, right?
That's just one away from 69.
Oh, bada-bing.
There you go. See, we were talking about Sam's quick wit. You and I would have never thought of that, Vance. It took somebody as depraved as Sam to figure that one out.
Or to say it.
Yeah. So, by the way, before we just get too far off and too twisted, Vance, you, sir, are also a radio host. So tell everybody about your show.
It's all about rock and roll. It's all about the unheard, untapped local rock and roll. And you know who really got me into this was our friends Micah and Caleb Hanks' dad, Bucky Hanks. He had a garage band here in Asheville back in the mid-60s called the Satyrs. And they came out with one little single that was circulated locally, but they played gigs every weekend for a year or two there, and everybody, all the high school kids in town knew the Satyrs, and they were incredible musicians, as all the Hanks boys are. And the Satyrs recorded a demo in Greenville that no one had heard, you know, outside of close friends and family for almost 50 years. Micah passed those tapes on to me, and I was like, wow, how much more is there out there? And I've discovered that there is a time capsule of regional rock and roll that hasn't been heard in 40 or 50 years. So I've really been digging that stuff up on my show, riffing.
Was there not like on Haywood Road, wasn't there like an appliance store, like a TV repair store that in the back had like a little recording studio?
The one they recorded at was a hi-fi shop on Biltmore Avenue,
okay,
where
yeah.
the ABC store across from McCormick Field mm-hmm. is. There was
okay.
a hi-fi shop. That's where they recorded theirs. Just two microphones, you know, in an open room. And so it's really raw. But original songs, brilliant stuff. And I'm working on a reissue. We're going to do a 7-inch vinyl reissue of that unreleased
awesome.
Satyrs material. But, you know, dozens of bands from the region that I've got guests in to interview and play some of these songs, like I say, and I'm really enjoying it. It's like the American answer to the Beatles, and a lot of it much better, in my opinion. You know,
so, Vance, how can people listen to your show?
People can go by the Asheville FM website, ashevillefm.org/riffin, R-I-F-F-I-N, and that will take them to my show page that I do every week, and there will be a link there where they can listen to the most recent episode rebroadcast throughout the week.
Okay,
and
that's ashevillefm.org/riffin, R-I-F-F-I-N.
That's right, and this week we played a lot of Kink stuff because it's 50 years since Girl, You Really Got Me came out. Hard to believe 50 years, 1964, that You Really Got Me came out. Man, that's a hard-driving rock song, you know?
You know how they got that sound? They poked holes in the cone of their speaker.
That's old school.
That's old school.
Well, you know, Micah and Caleb and their father, Bucky, are all cousins of mine, to show you just how small and inbred we all really are in North Carolina. And we're coming up on a break here, but when we come back, I actually have a story that may have, maybe I shouldn't say this, but Bucky is he's a pastor, he's a minister, he's a priest. And I have a story here about a drunk pastor who punched a paramedic and then threatened to murder police after crashing into a family car. We'll dig into that. A little something we're going to talk about related to, well, your favorite comic book heroes and whether or not they might be a little bit gay. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a wide oak tree. People sitting on porches, thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was
the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. That means we're into safe harbor. Not safe for the kiddies or the easily offended. This is when we dig into some of the more outrageous, controversial, sordid, and seedy material. So tune out right now if that's not your cup of tea. Otherwise, welcome to our twisted little tea party here. I am Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, WrightsCoinShop.com. And also, keep in mind, now it's the time of year, you've probably seen glimpses of this already, when, well, the storms are kicking in, you have flooding, thunderstorms, power outages, hurricanes, tornadoes. This is all the, you know, all the bad stuff is potentially going to break out, and you don't have the opportunity to order a Sunshine Simple generator when they've already told you the storm is on the way. So do it right now, like people have in every single state in the United States and in other countries. Go to sunshinesimple.com, and you will find the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. Sunshinesimple.com, designed by me and my team, and you will see why that it has been such a big seller for so many years now. Getting back to the news, well, of course, I have Sam the Animal Steel in the studio along with Vance Pollock. And Vance Pollock's radio show can be accessed at ashevillefm.org/riffin. That's R-I-F-F-I-N. We'll have a link for you at speakingofstrange.com. Here's a story from the UK. Drunk pastor punched paramedic and threatened to murder police after crashing into family in car. Pastor crashed his car while three times over the drunk driving limit and then attacked police officers and paramedics who arrived at the scene. The drunk pastor collided head-on with a family's Ford C-Max car in Essex, and he left the father and two children, age 5 and 6, injured. The pastor was asked if he needed medical assistance, and then he punched the paramedic, spat at a police officer, and assaulted a female paramedic as she treated him. The chaos then continued at the hospital, where he had contacts, he said, in the IRA, and said he would blow them all the hell up, and then he shouted at a police officer, accusing him of having sex with his sister. It turns out that police officer's sister had just died weeks earlier. And the whole sister thing kind of got, well, it wasn't a good note to hit under these circumstances. So this 49-year-old pastor, he has been sentenced to 16 weeks in prison, suspended for 12 months. When he appeared in court, so not good for him. Next story. You know, I mentioned this before the break. Guys, Sam, who would you say is your all-time favorite superhero?
Oh, man.
Got to pick one. Aquaman, right?
No.
You're an Aquaman guy?
I'm not even – I'm just going to go – it's going to be lame, but I'm just going to say, you know, Superman, just because I really dug Superman 2 with Richard Pryor. But, I mean,
there's
I wasn't –
there's nothing lame about Superman. I'm a Superman guy, too.
I like the curl.
How dare you?
A little curl in the front, you know.
Vance, who's your favorite?
Captain Klutz or Reed Fleming, World's Toughest Milkman.
Oh,
yeah, Captain Klutz was a Don Martin from Mad Magazine thing. I had all the Captain Klutz paperbacks and the Don Martin Mad Magazine paperbacks when I was a kid. Loved that stuff. So he's like an anti-hero, but he's more goofy than underdog. But along
How
those
about
lines, yeah,
Captain
underdog.
Caveman,
sure.
And son, right? No, that's when everything went downhill when Captain Caveman's son came on board. Well, okay, here's the reason I bring this up. And Vance, I know that you're just like me. You get on the internet, you start clicking around, you start researching stuff. One thing leads to another. The next thing you know, you're like reading about Elvis or something, which had nothing to do with your original search. So not too long ago, I was clicking around, I was reading stuff, and the journey led me to Batman. And I realized there is a whole Wikipedia article, and it's called, and I quote here, Homosexuality in the Batman Franchise. Have either of you ever read this before?
No.
Okay. Well, Batman, of course, is really Bruce Wayne, and Robin is Dick Grayson. And there is actually a panel that they show on the page that's it's panel 84 from the June 1954 issue, and I'm just going to describe it for you. If you get online, you can look it up for yourself. But it's actually a little panel from the comic book, and it shows Batman and Robin in bed together, and it's the morning time, and Batman's like stretching, and Robin's laying there next to him. And Batman actually says in the little speech bubble, this is a quote, "Ah, that was a good sleep. Come on, Dick. A cold shower, a big breakfast," end quote. And when you continue reading this article, it says here, Grant Morrison, writer of both Batman and Batman Incorporated, said in an interview that, quote, "Gayness is built into Batman. I am not using gay in the pejorative sense, but Batman is very, very gay. Obviously, as a fictional character, he's intended to be heterosexual, but the basis of the whole concept is utterly gay," end quote.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course not. But how many people actually put the pieces together? I mean, did you realize that, that a writer of Batman is saying, duh, guys, Batman is gay, Batman and Robin, come on, you know?
Men in tights, you know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe there was a suspicion. I mean, off the air, you said you were talking about the ambiguously gay duo on Saturday Night Live, Vance, which kind of makes fun of this concept. But do you think that all superheroes really are kind of gay?
No, I don't think by definition, I don't think you have to be if you're a superhero. I think maybe they just get that conceptualized because of the outfit or the parlance of the time. You know, a lot of those were written back in the 50s, and things just seem a little more, the verbiage of how things were written seems a little like we take it as funnier now, maybe.
Right. And if anybody that's familiar with The Watchmen, that was one of the, at least to my notice, one of the first mature superhero sort of titles. I read the Watchmen series when I was in high school. And there's a character from the first generation of Watchmen called Hooded Justice, who it turns out in the storyline was homosexual. And it was necessary for them to always surround him with beautiful women so that the public did not perceive him as homosexual. But that's actually in the storyline of the Watchmen. So these themes have been dealt with in the storyline of comics. And I'm sure if you had somebody like Tad McDivitt on the line, he could give you a dozen examples right off the top of his head, because he's a comic book geek like that.
It's a heck of a name, too.
Yeah, it is. It's a great name, Tad McDivitt. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because to me it kind of makes sense. If you look back into earlier America, when gay people had to sort of hide the fact they were gay, well, then it brings up the idea of a secret identity. And so, therefore, it would seem to be a perfect overlay with the idea of superheroes who have a secret identity. We're going to take a break. When we come back, here's a story from Burlington, North Carolina, about a man charged with indecent exposure in front of all things, a grocery store. Can you guess what grocery store it was? And then also, We have a story from, oh my goodness, this is from the CIA about poop in the hallway. I'll explain when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange. Welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Blame them! You can call them at 828-298-5402 and air your complaints. Again, that's 828-298-5402.
He's just kidding. Don't complain.
Yeah. Who knows? Once you call them up, then they're going to be all nice, and you're going to be nice. The next thing you know, you bought a coin.
You bought a Cougarand.
Also, let me remind all of you again now, you need to go to AraceboProject.com. This is the last night you're going to get this heads up, so write it down. Next Friday, August 15th, is the 37th anniversary of the WOW signal, and we have this big project where we are broadcasting a message from George Norrie into space from not only Arecibo, but from positions all over the Earth. And even you can participate in this telepathically. So Arecibo is spelled A-R-E-C-I-B-O, so be sure to go to Arecibo.com. Project.com. Of course, our show is headquartered from North Carolina. Here's a story from Burlington, North Carolina. A man is accused of masturbating in front of a Food Lion grocery store in Burlington. Mind you, being the Dark 30 Hour, you should tune out if you're easily offended or if there are kids around. Says the 26-year-old man has been charged with one misdemeanor count of indecent exposure and one felony count of indecent exposure. A female witness contacted police saying that she saw it as she was leaving the business in her car. The woman had a child. The suspect has been charged with felony indecent exposure since it happened in the presence of a child. He was leaned up against a Coke machine, putting on a lewd show for anyone who might enter or be leaving. Police said the suspect ran off when he saw witnesses waving at an approaching police car and pointing at him. No injuries were reported, but he was quickly arrested, and, he's in a lot of trouble.
He did pull a muscle, though.
I think you're right about that. A Food Lion story. You know, we don't usually get Food Lion stories on the show, so congratulations, Food Lion. You made the cut. Here's a story about the CIA investigating the EPA. Now, of course, they say here, according to the Huffington Post, the EPA does important work. But news of an email sent to employees demanding they stop pooping and other absurd things doesn't exactly make them look very professional. The email calls to mind all kinds of bizarre things that have happened there over the years. Apparently in December 2013, former high-ranking EPA employee there was sentenced to 32 months in prison after pleading guilty to stealing nearly $900,000 from the agency. And earlier this year, employees there were asked to, quote, stop pooping in the hallway outside of restrooms designed for that purpose. The email mentions several, and that's, quote, several incidents. And so a national expert was brought in to consult on the behavior. And they say in May, an EPA employee was caught watching porn while at work, and he admitted to having downloaded more than 1,000 pornographic movies, which he watched 2 to 6 hours daily on his government computer, and said that's about all he does every day.
Good for him.
Especially if you consider he was making about $120,000 a year. So apparently, according to all reports, this is in need of immediate attention. And there has been a great oversight. The CIA came in, and they say they investigated all kinds of different areas where workers are, and they found porn photos, pinups, nude calendars, fetish clothing and toys, books, magazines, videos. And so this has reached a head, you could say, and it's pretty amazing that somebody out there was making 120 grand a year from government funds and just watching porn all day. Now that is what I call a good job.
Some kind of job.
Yeah.
If I could do it, I would. I mean, I've been doing that here for forever, but I make like a couple bucks an hour, you know what I mean?
That is a lot of money to just sit around and watch porn. But here's what I don't get. Why would you just sit at your computer and watch porn all day? It seems to me that that's going to become very burdensome at a certain point. I mean, are you gathering?
Addiction. I mean, it can be an addiction, you know. I mean, he could very well have been compelled to do it, just like he couldn't stop.
I can see, like, watching it 5 or 10 minutes and then moving on. Are we speaking the same language here? But I don't see – I mean, why just keep watching it and watching it?
I don't know.
Okay.
It seems like you would have to take a nap at some point.
Well, speaking of naps, a naked man in Albuquerque, New Mexico, broke into a home and then – took a nap. He is now facing charges. Authorities say a couple found him naked and sleeping in their bed. He was a 30-year-old man, and according to the criminal complaint, he broke into the couple's home through a window and grabbed a Sprite from the refrigerator before falling asleep in the master bedroom. And authorities say the homeowners just found him naked and in a deep sleep. Officers arrived and called the man, but he slept through it. And authorities say the man woke up only after an officer ripped the blankets off of him, and he called the officers rude for doing this. He told the officers he thought he was at his girlfriend's house. They were unable to locate his clothing in the home or on the property, so he has been charged with breaking and entering, among other things. So, you know, I think once in a while, Sam, we should play a little game on this show called I Once Blank.
Okay.
Have you ever done anything similar to that? I Once Blank.
I once ran across a 5-lane road in central London in the snow, buck naked.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was in the country just past customs. I was in the country for 2 hours, buck naked in the snow, running across Swiss Cottage.
How did that happen?
Sainsbury's Scotch is how that happened. grocery store. It's like Laura Lynn brand scotch. A big bottle of it. And just the, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run across this road naked. Bet me I won't. That's pretty much how it happened. And they had it on film, but this is unfortunately in the era of like a 2-megapixel camera, so it was very grainy at best. And
it's like, hey, that could be anybody's ass, right?
You well, know, it was, like, it was from a several stories up. I mean, yeah. I mean, have you ever... I'm just like, I was kind of hoping
are
you would
are
jump
you
in.
Pointing at me? The closest thing to home invasion that I've ever done.
The best way to start a sentence.
closest thing to a home invasion I've ever been involved in. After a few drinks, a friend and I decided we were going to go and visit another friend that we hadn't seen for a while that just lived a few blocks away. When we got there to his house, we realized that he had been evicted. But we just let ourselves into his house anyway and just hung out in the house in the dark, you know, drinking malt liquor for a while until the neighbors called and reported that there were some people in the house, and we had to make haste and scale a chain link fence in the backyard. And the last thing I remember were the police lights kind of making the yard blue, and I heard on the police PA, suspects are fleeing out the back. And so that was like our code word for sometime after that, suspects are fleeing out the back. And basically, we were just going over to visit my friend Eric Butler, who happened to not live there anymore.
Yeah, he moved to Sheboygan, Wisconsin 12 years prior, and...
And that would have been our excuse had we been apprehended, but we made it.
Josh, it's your turn.
To our beds.
Your turn, Josh. Spill the beans. Spill the beans.
Well, I know. I mean, I know it's my turn, and I've been thinking, but honestly, I'm not a choir boy, but I just can't think of any time that I have just gone buck naked, buck wild.
Once at Paracebo, I drove a car that was not diesel. I used a spark plug, which interfered with the radio transmission.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure maybe the things that I have done were so extreme that they just wiped my brain cells out, and I can't recall. But no, I mean, or maybe my mom just raised me right.
Oh.
But
you apologize.
I'll keep thinking about it. But when we come back from this break, okay, three stories I've saved for the end of the show. One includes hundreds of nude women. Another includes what a woman did in Louisiana, which is not commendable. And then finally a Virginia story about a very open-minded couple who had no problem whatsoever displaying their fetishes and proclivities for everybody to enjoy. It's the Dark 30 Hour, presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. We are in the final minutes of hour number three. We'll just forget that ever happened. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. Let's see what we have here in terms of the last stories of the evening. Headline, hundreds of nude women loose in New York City living art exhibit. Times Square was a little more unusual yesterday, with naked women clad only in body paint frolicking amongst the tourists and various comic book characters. This is a body painting day that some artists put together. And you know what's funny is that you can run around topless in Times Square. That's absolutely legal. And apparently 3 years ago, however, a lady was arrested for public lewdness when this artist named Andy Golub painted her, and she ran around just wearing a G-string. But now everybody's been informed, the word's out, it's okay for this to happen. And so now this has been an exhibit of, again, hundreds of women frolicking past picnicking families at the park. And most people actually said, quote, something like, oh, art, cool. That's what the story tells us. So I guess we are becoming a little more European in terms of our open-mindedness. Next story comes to us from Lake Charles, Louisiana. A Louisiana woman faces child desertion charges after a deputy say she admitted leaving her children unattended in her parked car while she went over and performed an act on her boyfriend in his car.
Like an act from a play? Like from Shakespeare?
Yes. What would you envision? To be?
Shakespeare.
Or not to be?
You're going to get on her because she likes to be a theater performer?
Precisely. Yeah, that's. I'm sure that you would be a good defense lawyer, Sam. So, yeah, she was performing such a thing while she left her kids aged 5 and 7 alone in the car. And apparently that's not cool.
No.
So somebody realized what was happening and contacted authorities, and they came and said, you can't leave your kids in the car when you get out and walk to another car to do this. So
that's just kind of a sad story. There's really nothing funny about that one.
Nope.
This is kind of sad.
We need some violin music to play in the background.
Tell
something
me that.
By Itzhak Perlman. Yeah.
Depressing.
I'm glad you brought brevity to the situation with Itzhak Perlman. I know.
Hey, it's our duty to just report the news. Actually, if you envision the child's faces with Itzhak Perlman playing in the background, I think we have crystallized that moment in history. Okay. How about this? Maybe this will bring your spirits up a little bit.
Hopefully.
This is from West Virginia. Headline is, woman taking naked man for walk on leash creates criminal investigation. So West Virginia prosecutors are mulling over criminal charges against a couple spotted in the evening. It says, quote, in regards to a female walking a naked man on a leash. Now, let me remind everybody, this is the dark 30 hour, so tune out if there are kids around or if anybody's easily offended. And it says, a female witness told deputies that the female suspect had a leash tied to the male who was wearing a hood and appeared to have his ankles bound. And he, quote, also had an unidentified object sticking out of his anus with a horse-like tail on it, end quote.
A UAO?
Oh, no.
You know what, Sam? We have been looking for phrases to put on T-shirts that we can market to promote this show. I think UAO is the perfect phrase, man. A UAO.
I did not see that on the special the other day. The mummy on the moon thing. Nothing about UAOs, brother.
No, nothing about a horse tail.
A UAO, yeah.
Well, that one's a little happier than the car.
I'm glad
the kids aren't left in the car. They didn't leave kids in the car as they strolled. I hope.
Everybody was consenting in this. It was a 53-year-old woman, a 56-year-old man.
Oh.
These could be your parents. and the UAO opens a whole new website. So register that immediately, Sam. UAO.com.
.org.
I'm sure that that's going to do it for the show. Vance, what a pleasure to have you
part
of this.
It was
fun. I want to thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!